going to drive right center field. This one is falling. It's a base hit. It'll go up the alley. Rutland will score. Ruiz around third. He is being waved home. The Phillies have won the ball game. Ruiz slides. Rollins has won it. They stream out of the dugout. Yeah. Rollins ball near third. This game is over as the Phillies strike again with two outs in the ninth inning, and they have a 3-1 lead.
Wow. Goosebumps. Baseball is back tonight. That is Scott Fransky in L.A. There's something about L.A. grunting in the background. Yes. Right? Like, you're waiting for it. And all the calls that you put up there, Jack, all of the all-time calls from that run, you have to have the L.A. grunting and fist pumping in the back. It's awesome.
Yes.
So they'll be on the call tonight. Joe Giglio will be up at 6 o'clock with leading off, and then we'll get into the pregame after that.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that we'll be missing is the – when you get the excitement in the game and Scott in L.A., where Scott goes into making that game-winning call and L.A.
feeds off the crowd.
Well, L.A. is feeding off the energy of the crowd and the moment. Man, I just don't know if they're going to do their best to try to duplicate that or replicate that. I don't know if they can.
Not like that.
Like, that's authentic. That's feeding off the crowd and that energy in the moment.
I mean, same thing with the players. Like, Jason Wirth was talking about it. He felt like that he wasn't – his feet weren't even touching the ground before Game 5 in that in that 2007 game, final game of the season. You know, you don't have that.
Yeah.
If
that's what's
going to
be missing.
Yeah. It's missing. So
even from the highlights, you hear the crowd in the background.
Well, I mean, and that's what – I mean – there's a couple things that give you goosebumps there, but the crowd roaring in the background is certainly one of them. So, well, we'll take what we can get there.
Oh, well, that's for sure.
You think
video game enhancements and all? We'll take it all.
Is Bob in Lower Pottsgrove going to leading off tonight? I mean, he hasn't called since last baseball season.
I don't know. We will see. Ah.
He leads off every single leading off. He's always the first caller. He has not called since the last leading off.
No, he confronted me, too, at the ballpark because he said I didn't take a phone call from him, like, the year before. And I was like, Bob, I didn't do that on purpose. I don't know what happened.
Am I missing something?
So, Bob in Lower Pottsgrove, he calls leading off every single night with a take. And he, like, prepares a take heading into his call and leading off.
Right.
And when I was with Joe, I never produced games with John. We always put him up. He was always first. Every single –
Yes, he calls and waits.
But
he only
calls leading off.
I was going to say he doesn't call – us. He doesn't
know
the show.
But one time when we, because if it's a day game, we'll take over.
Right, down at the park, yeah.
Right, but we'll take over we do final out on.
Yes.
So I don't know if he was final out or leading off, but we were doing it for the day game, and he was not happy that I didn't take his phone call. So we'll see if he calls tonight, Jack Fritz. There we go. 215-592-9494. Jorge Alfaro.
Are we doing leading off tonight?
We are not.
Oh.
Mr. Joe Giglio. He's coming up at 6.
Yeah, we're out here at 6. We got a ball game to get home to.
It's a 7 o'clock start.
That's kind of what I was saying to myself.
You want to hang around for leading off? Is that what you're saying?
Like, some of these games are 6 o'clock games, so you will hear a lot of Marks and Reese leading off.
Yeah.
So, the baseball experts will give you the pregame there.
Damn right.
On 94 WIP. All right, Jorge Alfaro, former Philly in the Real Muto trade. He's on the IL, so he's been placed on the IL. He crushed the Phillies last year, Jorge. Activated in his place, Ike Reese, is Sean Rodriguez, another former Philly.
Curveball, man.
I want to break into the ballpark just to boo him tonight.
Curveball machine. Oh, he's here.
Oh. Also, there is a sign hanging up along the gate by the media parking lot that says sign JT. It's like a bed sheet. It says sign JT in blue and red.
It's going to be ugly if the Phillies don't re-sign him.
Yep.
Like 98% of the city is all in on
No, you're right, Jack. It will be. It puts extra pressure on the Phillies, and it puts pressure on them. Like if I'm JT Realmuto's agent, I mean, it's all about the read of the market. He's going to get a nice contract regardless, whether it's from the Phillies or somebody else. All right, we have Phillies opening day trivia. Let's get into it. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. A great offer from Mark's Jewelers during the month of July. All diamond rings purchased have 5 years of no interest. You can pay it off over the course of 5 years. Marks-Jewelers.com is the website. More beloved in Philadelphia, Ike Reese. Is it Charlie Manuel or is it Andy Reid? That's the Twitter question right now. I'm going to vote. I'm not telling you who I voted for. Charlie Manuel winning right now on Charlie Manuel Appreciation Day.
He should be.
He should be today. All right, let's do it. To the phones, Bruce the Weatherman, Brucey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Bruce?
Listen, we got hammered down here in Hamilton. We had flooding
closing the main road, Bellevue Avenue, that people, cars floating around in there. 2 to 3 inches of rain here in about an hour and a quarter. But I have good news. Let's start with the game. The game will go on. There is a possibility that could have a brief interlude there somewhere. So there'll be a few showers and thunderstorms around. But the main batch of energy is now east and moving offshore. Still doesn't mean we can't have one, but they're going to get the game in, and I am excited. Listen, Ike, I have to say to you, I have absolute respect for your integrity in that interview with T.O. He, you know, what a wasted talent because of a personality disorder that this man couldn't be who he could have been. And you
for us.
Yes, for us.
I heard the whole interview. I heard you and John snickering at times from some of the BS he was flying out there. But it was just a great interview, and it just shows the integrity you have when it comes to things like that. And I want to thank you for that, Ike.
Oh, thank you. I got a quick question for you, Bruce.
What's that?
What are we looking like weather-wise tomorrow morning and Sunday morning?
Well, I think there'll be a few storms around tomorrow, but nothing like today. So I think if you're going golfing, I think you'll get it in. Sunday, it's going to be back to the blazing heat, mid-90s, stifling humidity. That's going to continue Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday will be a weak front, and that may break it for a while. We may actually cool off.
All right, I got tea time set up this weekend.
Listen, can you give me a question? I want to try my hand at that.
Bruce, I have the, like, some of the questions are harder than others. Since you're a longtime Phillies fan, I'm going to give you this one, okay? In the 1983 opener, how many future Hall of Famers were in the starting lineup for the Phillies?
Boy, that's a good one. Let me see. Pete Rose was there. Mike Schmidt. Steve Carlton. I can't remember whether our catcher was I don't think he was a Hall of Famer. I would say there were at least six.
Six would be incorrect, Bruce, but good guess. Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Should be.
It's hard not to call Pete Rose a Hall of Famer.
Exactly. It's like not calling Barry Bonds a Hall of Famer.
Can you name him, Jack?
Joe Morgan.
One.
Schmitty.
Two.
Carlton.
Three.
I think that's it.
Another former Red.
Hold on. Another
Tony Perez.
Former Red.
Tony Perez.
Tony Perez was on the 80 team?
83.
They took all the
83.
The Wheeze kids.
Yeah, the
Wheeze
kids.
Them.
They took all the old Reds.
Yeah. Now, listen, I knew that, but I didn't.
Pete Rose was 40-something. Joe Morgan, I think, was 40. Tony
I was thinking
Perez
of the
80
team. You said the 83 team.
Mm-hmm. Four. Think about that.
Tony Perez. I don't think I ever knew Tony Perez played here.
Yeah. I think it was just that 1 year.
Okay.
Yep. They brought in, they said, let's bring in everybody to try to win another World Series. Almost worked.
Yep.
Made it to the World Series. Back to the phones. John at Chalfont. John, go ahead. How are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for having me on. Great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's
good to
up,
talk
John?
To you.
So to answer your question, my opinion, it's the bullpen, you know, that back end of the rotation. I mean, you got a lot of guys in relief and set up in the fours and fives in their ERA. You know, if Hector Neris does his thing closing, that's great. But what worries me is everything in between. I think that the front end of it, you know, Nola is the real deal. Obviously, we know that. If Wheeler stays with us, he's the real deal. I think Arrieta is going to actually be that guy. And then I think the rest of that front end, you know, is questionable. But it's the relief stuff that really gets me worried. I mean, Tommy Hunter's got a good ERA. You know, you got your setups in Pivetta and Morgan in the mid-fours. But that's the worry spot for me. I think your offense is strong when you look at it. I mean, just look at where Kingery is now, what you needed from him in a couple of years past. But now he's down in the 6 and 7. So that gets the pressure off of him, and that tells you the rest of that, how strong the rest of that top lineup is. So I'm actually excited about the offense. I think your defense is great. Obviously, your catcher's amazing. We need to sign him, we all know. But that's kind of where I'm at. If the Phillies can get that back end and the relief stuff, the bullpen strong, I think that's where you can really make a push in the long run.
I agree, John. Are you ready for some opening day trivia?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right, let's go to 2018 opener. Gabe Kapler made his Phillies managerial debut. He pulled Aaron Nola in the sixth inning to bring in this rookie left-handed reliever. What is his name? tough one.
I told you the whole rest of that story except for the piece you did.
Right, yeah. I'm with you. I'm like, yeah, I can't even remember who it was.
Rookie reliever, man. I don't know.
That's all right, John. It's a tough one. I took away the multiple choice on some of these answers.
Yeah, that would have helped me there if you had a multiple choice there.
I know Jack knows the answer.
I do. It was Hobie Milner.
That's right.
And what did Gabe say about Hobie Milner?
But Hobie Milner is nasty, brother.
That first year, there were a lot of Gabe quotes, man.
But Hobie Milner is nasty, brother.
Yeah, Hobie Milner then was.
Was that to Angelo?
Yep. Because like that was during the time where Gabe thought he could win over.
Yes.
Angelo.
Yes.
And he didn't.
Little did he know.
Yeah, he didn't understand how this whole thing worked. trying to.
Yeah, explain. like listen, you got to win Angelo over. He's not. He already is suspect to you, Gabe.
But Hobie Milner is nasty, brother.
Where is Hobie Milner right now?
What's the context of that conversation?
He's with the Angels.
I think Angelo was like, why would you take out Nola for Hobie
Why would
Milner?
You take out your best starting pitcher for Hobie Milner?
And his response was,
but Hobie Milner is nasty, brother.
Brother. Oh, Gabe.
I miss Gabe.
You're the best. Back to the phones. Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. What's up, Hassan? What's up, man?
Not much. How you guys doing? I'm great, fellas. I got the pick between LeBron and the Yankees last night. I almost felt like a normal evening.
How about that, Hassan? I did the same exact thing.
It was weird, though. Hassan, wasn't it weird?
I did the same exact thing.
It was because you're right. It was the first time that it actually felt like we were like sports fans again.
Right.
It was weird.
And when I wasn't actually, like, because I was kind of multitasking, I was doing something else at the time. When I wasn't looking at the game, I couldn't tell that it wasn't a crowd there.
Right. If you don't focus in on it, you don't really notice that it's not there.
Right. Right. I didn't really notice it, and it seemed like they played with the same, still good energy. You actually saw more things. You saw LeBron coaching on defense, setting everybody up. Mm-hmm. The baseball game wasn't really. It's not really a lot more talking than that. You hear the announcers going more. You pay more attention to their stories more, but you know. I like to commend you on how you handled the T.O. calling up unexpectedly yesterday.
Oh well, thank you, brother John and I. Yes. Sir.
No, but listen, Hassan. I mean, I asked a couple questions there. I was amazed at not amazed at. I was just impressed with how Ike handled that. And man, you went right at him with questions that needed to be asked. And it, I give you props, man. It was an excellent interview. Did a great job.
What's the chances of him answering my DMs though on IG?
Well, he's got to put you in the primary.
The chances? Does he follow you?
On Twitter, yes.
Not on IG. Does he allow anybody to DM him on IG?
Have no idea. I didn't even try.
Yeah, I don't know.
On Twitter, I did, but on, yeah. what did he say? That's MySpace? Twitter is MySpace for the day? Yeah. It's kind of where I'm at. That describes me.
Hassan, would you like a – what did you give your answer on the Phillies this year? What you think? How do they win?
I think if Spencer Howard is who they say he is, then we have I think that'll put us with a legit three and maybe a fourth guy if Velasquez or Iceland could pan out.
Let me say this about Spencer Howard. I just want him to come up and contribute this year. I'm not putting him in the starting rotation already. He's not the savior of this pitching staff. Maybe he becomes the K-Rod. Remember when K-Rod was a rookie, the Angels brought him up and he was a multiple inning reliever. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can fill that role. But I want him to gain experience. I'm not expecting too much from him.
An elite reliever.
He could be. All right, Phillies opening day trivia. Are you ready, Hassan?
Yes, I am.
All right. I personally like this question a lot. Charlie Manuel's first game managing the Phillies, the 2005 opener. This player started in center field, went 2-for-3 with a homer and 3 RBIs. And I'll give you a hint. He played for Charlie in Cleveland. Who was it?
It wasn't Shane, I don't think. It wasn't Shane.
No, it was not Shane. It's a tough one. Played for him in Cleveland.
I'm going to be honest, I can't really remember before Shane.
All right, there he is. Thank you, son. You know it, Ike?
Yes, sir. Kenny Lofton.
Man, 38-year-old Kenny Lofton.
I would not have known it until you said he played for him in Cleveland.
That's why, because you forget he was here for a year.
Well, I can't remember that far back, man.
Me neither.
Before Shane Victorino. So I'm like, Aaron Rowan? When did Aaron Rowan play?
Following year.
The following year.
He only had 1 year?
Yeah, Aaron Rowan was 1 year, right?
So that was definitely 07. Because the talk was always, well, who's going to protect Ryan Howard if you let Aaron Rowan walk?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was Jason Wirth, who came in and did it.
Do you know what Kenny Lofton's average was for the Phillies that year?
335, I've written down.
335.
So like in 367 at-bats at age 38, Kenny Lofton hit 335, had 22 stolen bases, age 38. And he played, I think he played a lot the following year, too, with, I forget who he played with, but we forget about Kenny Lofton.
Old school ball player.
Man, he was a good player.
Played a lot of years.
Rowan was here for 2 years, 06 and 07.
Right.
Okay. Then turned into Victorino.
Those Cleveland teams?
Man.
Manny, Jim Thome, Alomar Jr., right? You had Lofton.
Omar Vizquel.
That's right, Albert Bell. That's who I was thinking of, well, Albert Bell.
Young Manny. They just had one power hitter after another. Then they had Richie Sexton went through there. Brian Giles went through
Richie
there.
Richie Sexton. I remember Richie Sexton, yeah.
Big 6 foot seven.
Listen, growing up with the name Richie Sexton, when I was around, was like hilarious to me as like a grade school kid.
Yes.
Yeah, they mashed that Cleveland team.
That Cleveland team should have won a World Series.
Didn't have great pitching, right?
Yeah.
Early Bartolo Colon. And and Chad OJ was one of their other. But they had old guys. They had all the old pitchers. Like Oral Hershiser was a part of some of those
teams.
Was
he a part of that? Yep. The Cleveland teams?
Older.
Still very effective, though.
Man.
Oral Hershiser doesn't get talked about enough. He was a great pitcher.
I remember him with the Dodgers. That's all I know.
Mark Sinariso, 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. It's Philly's opening day. Jack, give me another highlight, man. Let's hear it. Give me something.
Street, the high set. Two balls at a strike. Here's the pitch. Howard swings and drives one. Deep right field. On the run, Gonzalez towards the track. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Victorino coming around third. He's going to score. Utley's right on his heels, and he is safe. A double by Howard has tied the game here in the top of the ninth with two outs. 4-4 in the ninth. Ryan Howard has come through and stunned this crowd in Colorado.
Oh, my.
Get me to the plate.
Get me to the plate.
Goosebumps.
I actually do. Or as Bryce likes to say, chicken skin.
Only with us, though, does he do that.
Dude, I swear I had never heard that before, and I've never heard anybody else say that.
And me now then when you look at it, it makes sense.
It makes total sense. Makes total sense.
By the way, Bryce shows up to the ballpark tonight. Jack, what was he wearing? A suit.
A Fanatic suit with some Fanatic stuff on the inside of it. I mean, listen, he gets it.
No, but it was a regular suit.
That was kind of midnight green.
Yes.
Well, he's now an Eagles fan. He's not a Cowboys fan.
That's true. So, like a midnight green suit, and then the inside is all Fanatic up. Fanatic up.
I could have did without that, but.
That's Bryce.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he is fully committed. He is fully committed.
Just the suit would have been impressive enough to me. But when he opened up the suit jacket and he shows you all the Fanatic, the liner is basically the Fanatic.
Everything.
Yeah.
Multiple pictures.
He gets it, man. He's all in.
He's all in.
He's excited.
He's pumped. They're winning the night big time. Let's go to Ed. Ed in Garden Valley wants to talk about more beloved, Charlie Manuel or Andy Reid, and just the beloved coaches. What's up, Ed?
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Ed.
What's
you?
Up, Ed?
Good. You know, my vote would go with Charlie because there's no way Andy should be considered because people forget that Dick Vermeil was more beloved than Andy. Andy went out on a sour note. Vermeil didn't. So, right off the bat, Charlie would win this hands down.
Mm. Well, I would think all those coaches went out on a sour note. Who went out getting hoisted on players' shoulders for winning something?
Yeah, but Vermeil went out differently than Andy.
Yeah.
He went out with burnout.
Yeah, he was burnt out.
Which is totally different, where Andy went out and everybody was happy to see him go.
Okay.
All right, Ed, how about some opening day trivia? You ready?
Yeah, give it a shot, yeah.
All right, speaking of Charlie Manuel, he managed the Phillies on how many opening days? How many?
I'm going to say 8.
8 would be incorrect. 9 05 through 13.
There yeah. you go.
They sent Charlie out with a Wawa bag.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's still not cool.
No, it's not.
No.
First of all, who took the picture? Who took the picture? Because once you take the picture, you have to use it. But why would you want to see him walking away? Howard Erskine did. By the way, can we play that coming up at 5:25? The Eskin, fight with Charlie. You have it right now?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Because I know Howard was listening earlier when we were saying that like the people that were against. We're against Charlie and just would never give it up. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you don't believe that he was instrumental in having the success with the Phillies, even if you don't believe that, he proved you wrong. They won. They had the best run in franchise history. I mean, so why not?
They won a World Series.
Yeah, they won a World Series. Just give it up, right? Give it up. But instead, these people, I'm not mentioning any names, continue to do the same thing. Hey, baseball manager, they don't do anything, right? We know who you're talking about here. All right, here, so what year was this? This was 07. Mm-hmm. Because Jason Wirth initially was him and Howard, I believe, were feuding because he backed up Charlie Manuel after one of these fights. And so maybe this wasn't it, but because Howard was on him all the time. But so then Howard went on ESPN with Jason Wirth and told him that he said that Jason Wirth's a marginal major leaguer. Because he commented on the he backed up Charlie on it. Anyway, this is Charlie Manuel and Howard Eskin.
I can show you I can get angry if you want to. Why don't you drop by my office and come on in there? I'll be waiting on you.
There you go. Drop by my office then. It's back to the phones. Mike in Warminster. What's up, Michael? How are you?
What's going on, fellas?
My man.
What's up, Mike?
I'm hyped for some baseball tonight, but real quick, before I give it to Charlie, because Charlie won a championship for the city. Can't say that about Andy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if that's just the criteria for it, yeah, he did win, absolutely.
That's
but
it. What's your goal as a coach?
Well, I mean, I think it's how you look back and you look at. You look at like how you feel about him now, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you say that's more beloved, like how you feel about him right now. And I think a lot of people actually do now love Andy Reid, but it's just you know we're comparing him to Charlie. So,
mm-hmm. Do you remember those three NFC Championship games we lost? Like I know you do.
No, I was gonna say I think everybody's forgotten about them.
No, I haven't.
No, I know you haven't, Mike. They always get brought up. That was like me being facetious, brother. Yeah, I know you haven't. I know you haven't forgotten about them.
I mean, that right there. I mean, it's like.
Wait, but here's what I know, Mike. I know when we did Andy Reid Appreciation Day, these lines were filled.
And I know that, too.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's all I know. I hear you.
Great coach.
Yeah, we did an Andy Reid Appreciation Day. And so much to the point, these two, they almost wanted to throw up. They were so shocked at how many people were calling up here praising Andy Reid.
It was a little bit over the top.
Yeah,
Mike.
But that's what happened, Mike.
That's what happened, for sure. Opening day trivia, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, opening day 2010. This Phillies starting third baseman went 3-for-5 with a grand slam and 6 RBIs. Who was the Phillies starting third baseman?
Starting third baseman, 2010.
I think it's another guy people forget about.
I think I got this one.
3 seconds there, Mike.
Hispanic guy. I can't think of him, but he was on the 08 team as well.
He was not on the 08 team, but he was right about that he was a Latino. Ike, what's your answer?
I had Petey Feliz.
Incorrect.
Placido Polanco?
Correct. Yeah, we forget that he was brought in to be the starting third baseman in 2010.
I do remember that. I remember that. When did Feliz play third?
08-09.
08-09.
He had the tank off Java Chamberlain in the 09 World Series. That was my last memory of.
And they brought in Polly.
What?
The following year.
Nothing, man.
What?
It's the memory that nobody else can remember but Jack.
All right, Howard Eskin's on the line to set the record straight on the on his fight with Charlie Manuel.
The king,
hi, Howard.
Calling in unannounced.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm calling in unannounced. Yeah, but I'm not T.O. T.O., like, you did it with me, did it with you. Actually, do you remember Robert Bailey?
Yeah, I know Bailey. Yep.
Okay. Well, Bailey was at that 40-yard. He was the guy timing the 40-yard dash.
So
I saw Bailey in the video, and I sent him a text. We're friends because I knew him from the University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent him a text because I wanted to get him for an interview. That's great that you guys got him. And I said, we're doing a T.O. day. We're debating T.O., and I want to do an interview with him. He says, I'll tell him. And that's what T.O. does. He kind of waits, and then all of a sudden he pounces when he feels he's had enough. So
he knew it was coming. He was just waiting to call in.
Yeah, because I sent Bailey the text, Robert Bailey the text the day before. Yeah. He knew it was coming. When he said a friend told him, it was obviously Bailey.
Oh.
But they become friends.
Oh.
Bailey works for Drew Rosenhaus, and he had Drew Rosenhaus, as we know, at one time. So they stayed friends. So Bailey was the guy running the stopwatch. But anyway, I'm calling in. I told Jack I'd call earlier. You guys are just so pathetic.
It's Charlie Manuel Appreciation Day, Howard. Are you calling to appreciate Charlie Manuel?
I'm calling. No, I'm not calling to appreciate. What do we have to appreciate? He wasn't not loved. There was very few people. He was always loved. So why are we having
No, he wasn't today? Always loved. That's not true. That's not true. Early on, he was insulted. He was ripped by people like you and a lot of fans too, Howard.
Okay, but after 2007, he was loved because that was the first year they got in the playoffs. So here's the dynamics. You know, I just got tired of watching this nonsense. And just let me tell you, Jim Leland should have been the manager, and the Phillies would have won two World Series, not just one. The reason Charlie Manuel got the job, when Jim Thome signed with the Phillies, and I'm not going to tell you which owner told me, that Jim Thome said he will sign, but the next time there's opportunity for a manager, he didn't want it was Bo at the time, next time a manager opening occurred, he wanted Charlie Manuel, and the Phillies said yes to Jim Thome. So that was a couple of years before.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim Leland, I got a call from Jim Leland. The Phillies wouldn't even take his call for an interview. So I went on the air. 45 minutes later, the Phillies called, I guess, me and everybody else, that Jim Leland was going to have an interview the next day, which was a total joke. It was a dog and pony show. It was always going to be Charlie because of Jim Thome.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we got that out of the way, do you guys disagree that the Phillies should have won two World Series with that with the core of that team?
No, I agree with you. They should have won at least two.
Hold on. Do I disagree? Here's one thing that I don't do. I don't look at that Phillies run and feel shortchanged with what they accomplished. Would it have been nice for another World Series? Sure, but that's baseball sometimes, Howard.
That's bull. You know, it's a simple question. Do you think they should have won more than one World Series?
No.
No.
You asked me a simple question. I gave you a simple answer.
Yes, they should have. Yes, they should.
And you're just trying to support your own self-interest here. All right, so now that we know that they should have won more than one World Series, they killed them on the double switch. Billy Wagner, and I'll never forget this conversation. Charlie, first of all, Jimmy Williams was the guy helping Charlie make the moves. The pitching coach was the person deciding, and they told Charlie the pitching coach was the one that would decide whether the pitcher stays in or comes out. So it's Jimmy Williams and the pitching coach, which I think was Herm Starrett, if I'm not mistaken. Charlie didn't make those decisions. So now let's look at it beyond that. He didn't know how to make a double switch. And I verified this. He was so proud of himself. One game when he went up to the umpire, they went tell him what he was going to do with the double switch. He was so proud of himself, he walked back to the dugout. So Billy Wagner was the one coming in, and he was – I forget the pitcher he was replacing. Billy Wagner told me this. And he's waiting out there because you know how the manager takes the ball and gives it to the guy coming in.
Yes.
So Billy waits for Charlie to come back out to hand him the ball, and finally said to the other guy, just give me the bleeping ball. He ain't coming out.
Why can't you just give it up? Charlie Manuel had a successful run here in Philadelphia. They won a championship. They went back to another World Series. Why does it have to be, well, this and that, and any manager could have done it, and Jim Leland would have won multiple ones? You don't know that.
Hey, well,
And you know, because he had a win that had the record number of wins for a manager, he took himself out of the World Series by getting the Cardinals in, you know, because he had to beat the Braves those last three games. The manager really can only lose it for you and not win it for you. What Charlie had was a terrific core of players.
Mm-hmm.
Five players on that 80 team were playing for contracts. Five. You think that's a little motivation when you have five guys playing for contracts? So that's another part of that equation. Charlie just had to go out and just put the lineup in, leave everybody alone, which he did. He was, the one thing he was a great, great, great guy. And to this day, he's forgiven me, and we talk, and he's a nice guy. I'm not taking that away from him. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He's got a great personality.
Does he know that he's forgiven you, and you guys talk all the time? That's news to me.
We talk.
All right.
Why don't you drop by my office?
All right, Howard, you put a guarantee that real quick. You put a guarantee out there about Realmuto's re-signing in Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Yep. Not a question in my mind that JT Realmuto will be wearing a Phillies uniform next year. Not one question. And here's the reason. Whether they wait till the end of the year and he goes into free agency, John Middleton will pay him more. There's not that many teams, and I don't think the Mets are part of the equation, because whoever's going to buy him, you know, you want to make a splash, but it's going to cost a lot to buy the Mets anyway. I take them out of the equation. But the reality is, John Middleton can always pay more than anybody else. John Middleton will pay, if it comes down to that, more than anybody else. JT Realmuto wants to play in Philadelphia. He will. There's not one question in my mind. I guarantee you JT Realmuto will be in a Phillies uniform next year.
Well, there you have it, Ike.
Well, it works for me.
You missed it. You know, the video, the audio you have is not of the first fight. Oh, the fight in his office was classic. He came around and asked like he was going to hit me. And I said, you know, I've had enough of this. And Milt Thompson grabbed him. He wasn't going to hit me. He says, what really set him off? He says, you've been ripping me for 3 years. And he'd only been here just over 2 years. So I said, you've been here 3 years? He went ballistic.
Howard, enjoy your walk to Tampa, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, I'm grinding it out. 21 miles yesterday. I'll do another 15, 16 today.
All right, good.
Awesome, Howard Erskine.
All right, there he is, Howard. Setting the record straight. I've heard the same thing from him for how many years now, to where he just can't give it up.
No, he won't give it up. Well, he's not. He's like T.O. He's not changing his mind.
He is T.O. actually, Howard. Right? Just in a different body. Yeah. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows' big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. Good insight, though, into the – so his somebody he knows probably told T.O. like, yo, WIP's having this big day about you.
And Howard's talking about the video of them running the 40-yard dash against Tyreek Hill. The guy you see standing there holding the watch is Robert Bailey, former NFL player, former Miami Hurricane. He's right.
He was used to work for
Rosenhaus. Yes, that whole connection there. So, yeah.
And Howard has the Miami connection because he used to be a big Miami fan when Jimmy Johnson was there. Then he became a Cowboy fan after that, Howard did.
He doesn't want any Miami.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Scott and Delco, Scotty boy, what up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
What up, Scott?
Oh, man, I hope he's right about Realmuto. That's all I got to say with that, man.
Yeah, all of us. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and the Mets are the team that scared me, because if they end up doing that big deal and sign, they'll throw a bunch of money at him just to get him in. Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully we can do that hybrid deal like we were talking a lot of years and give him his money.
You know, Scott, the one thing, and I don't know exactly how it works with these contracts, but do they come back to John Middleton and say, listen, we have an offer, are you willing to meet it or beat it? And I don't know if there's ever cases where a player says, you know what, it's take it or leave it, I'll take it, rather than going back. Like, if you piss him off enough, maybe he says, you know what, I'm not going to go back and give him an offer. They had an opportunity for the last year to do this, and they didn't. So that's the one thing I do worry about.
That's the thing I worry about with him.
Oh, yeah, that scares me from the jump. I said they should have signed him when they got him, made some extension. Last year you lowballed him and took him to arbitration, And you know that that kid that's running the team might turn around and go, well, you know, yeah, looking for a way to save a buck. I mean, you're going to get, what's his name? Arrieta, you're going to be getting rid of his salary in a year or two. So,
next
I mean,
year.
That'll help to pad your money. I don't know what they're worrying about.
Well, they're worried about giving him 6 years of $23 million a year, probably.
If they don't have to.
Yes.
Right.
No, true. But at the same time, a team like the Mets might go, hey, you know what?
It's a risk.
We'll give you $7 and $150, and he ain't going to come back.
Listen,
here.
Man, it's a risk, but I believe John Middleton's not going to lose JT Realmuto.
Right.
If it's in his power, he will overpay to keep him. I just don't think they want to do it now. They want to let the market play itself out. And one thing that Klentak has shown, that he can read the market very well. He did it with Bryce Harper. He did it with Manny Machado. So not that you want to trust him with that, but I think that's where they are right now.
And he likes the player, too. That's the big
yes, thing. Yes, as do other teams, though. The Dodgers, yeah. The Dodgers apparently have a lot of interest in JT Realmuto, too.
How many people can the Dodgers add to that team?
Everybody. Everybody.
Yeah, they're going to be worth $500 million payroll.
Yep. All right. Man. Let's give you a Phillies opening day trivia. Are you ready, Scott?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, 2011 opener. Roy Halladay started for the Phils. They won 5-4. But this former Philly, and he was on the 2008 World Series team, started for the Astros. Who was it? Starting pitcher for the Astros.
Starting pitcher for the Astros.
Yep, in 2011.
But he was on the 08 team.
08 team, yes.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
Was it Bam Bam? Joe Ooh. Blanton?
Joe Blanton would be incorrect, Scott.
I got Jay Happ.
Incorrect.
Man. Brett Myers.
Brett Myers. I didn't even remember him being an Astro, Jack.
I do.
Brett Myers, yes.
So Myers actually left with the lead. He had a really good outing. This is how I remember this game. Was it Brandon Lyon? He blew the save in the ninth inning. He gave up 3 runs in the ninth inning for the Astros.
Mayberry walked it off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How did Brett Myers get to Houston? A free agent? Or did we trade him there?
Well, Ed Wade. Saw the talent. And
well, no, I'm just saying, did we trade him in one of those
free agent.
Pence
no,
or Oswalt
a,
deals?
Just a free
no.
agent. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because Myers was – he was on the 09 roster?
Yes, and then he was
– and he was in the Houston right after that, 2010.
Okay.
Yep. Myers went 7 innings, gave up 1 run, 3 hits, 1 earned run. And Roy didn't get to win. He had a good day, but he – you know,
oh, Brett felt like he was out there dueling with Roy.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Doc on the mound.
You got rid of me for this guy?
Yes, right. We did. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. All right, coming up on the other side. Listen, it's opening day. We have some more highlights for you and everything else. But some breaking news on Ben Simmons. They had the exhibition game today. Is Ben Simmons shooting 3-pointers as promised, Ike Reese? We'll tell you coming up next. Also, Philly's lineup is out for tonight. We'll give it to you. All coming up next. Marks and Reese, still time for phone calls as well. 215-592-9494, Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
Hey, sports are back, and you can find all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, we mentioned about professional baseball getting started yesterday, but today is opening day for our local team here in Philadelphia, and they are pretty good heavy favorites tonight. Philly -180 tonight over Miami. And I'm looking at Nola over under 5.5 strikeouts. Take the over. I think this is going to be a pretty good year for Aaron Nola. Now, whether you've been betting on FanDuel Sportsbook for a while or you're new to the app, FanDuel has two great ways to win that you won't want to miss. First off, FanDuel is adding $10 in free bets to every account. No deposit required, and no strings attached. Now, did that get your attention? Then check this out. In addition to your $10 bonus, FanDuel is also giving you a day of risk-free betting. Now, that means you can place any bet you want on baseball, basketball, and hockey and get up to $100 back on your total losses. Now, what would you bet on with a day of risk-free betting? Here's what you need to do. Check out sportsbook.fanduel.com for betting lines. And if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, then you're all set. Just use your $10 bonus and day of risk-free betting before they expire on August 2nd. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then what are you waiting for? Type in FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. And again, that's FanDuel.com/Ike.